Das hat Tzedakas. Ne? Hey, Wu Ping Jing, sir. Hmm? Date 12 February 2012. Eh? Time is 3 to 6 p.m. This Heart Sutta class comes with meditation. So I need to explain a bit. Eh? Normally, when we have our classes, we will have the first 1.5 hours to share the Heart Sutta. Then second 1.5 hours is for meditation, followed by Q&A, because my usual schedule is 3 hours. I started at Champaka Buddhist Lodge that time. So 3 hours is just nice to cover 2 sessions. Eh? Sutta study and meditation plus Q&A. But because the Heart Sutta is so special, sometimes we just have to cancel the meditation because it was too interesting. Then depend on condition. We will just do that. The other thing about the Tuesday class and Thursday class is because we don't have enough time, it's not so good to go back too late. We actually put forward the time to start. We usually start at 8:30. So now I squeeze another 20 minutes for puja. So we start at 8:10. But it is just nice if it's just for Dhamma sharing. Of course, there is a bit of meditation. We managed to put in 1/2 hour of meditation, but not much Q&A. So now, turn to page 2. Straight away, we go to the short notes for First Heart Sutta class. Here, there is some... Oh, break already. Luckily, you got Chin Hao and Sui An to coordinate. Very good. So this definition of paramita is very useful. Paramita is a Sanskrit word meaning crossover. In Mahayana Buddhism, paramita means a perfection or virtuous quality practiced by a bodhisattva in the course of his spiritual cultivation. Means when they cultivate the bodhisattva way, they walk the path of bodhisattvahood. Then prajna is also a Sanskrit word. And panya is the Pali word. The meaning is wisdom. Then because it's a Heart Sutta, we have to start off with the Heart Sutta. So this Heart Sutta is very important. The heart of Prajna Paramita Sutta. Prajna is wisdom. Paramita is perfection. So this sutta is about perfection of wisdom. That's why it's a very powerful sutta. That's why Heart Sutta is not easy to understand, not easy to comprehend. And even Master Xuan Hua mentioned, as we go through, you will understand. He said, it is not easy even to expound the Heart Sutta, to teach the Heart Sutta. It is a very difficult sutta. Now we will recite the English version. I will read to you. Then you try to develop the understanding. This is the complete version of the English translation by Xuan Hua, which is quite good. The English are quite accurate. The heart of Prajna Paramita Sutta. When Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva was cultivating the profound Prajna Paramita, he illuminated the 5 skandhas, or aggregates of form and mind, and saw that they are all empty, and he crossed beyond all suffering and difficulties. Sariputta, form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. For form itself is emptiness, and emptiness itself is form. So too are the aggregates of feeling, cognition, formation, and consciousness. Sariputta, all dhammas are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor decrease. Therefore, in true emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no cognition, no formation or consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no bodily tactile or mind. No sight, sound, smell, taste, object of touch or Dhamma. No feel of the eye up to and including no feel of mind consciousness. And no ignorant or the ending of ignorant up to and including no old age and death or ending of old age and death. There is no suffering, no accumulating, no extinction, no way, and no understanding, and no attaining. Because nothing is attained, the Bodhisattva, through reliance on Prajnaparamita, is unimpeded in his mind. Because there is no impediment, he is not afraid, and he leaves distorted dream thinking far behind, ultimately Nibbana. All Buddhas of the three periods of time attain Anuttara Sanyat Sambohi through reliance on Prajnaparamita. Therefore know that the Prajnaparamita is a great spiritual mantra, a great bright mantra, a supreme mantra, an unequal mantra. It can remove all suffering. It is genuine and not false. That is why the mantra of Prajnaparamita are spoken. Recite it as follows. Gate gate paragate parasam gate bohi swatwa swava swaha. So this is the English translation, but the Mandarin is more beautiful. You want to chant the Mandarin? Come, let the Pamasuri come, take the mic. Sorry, 一起来, both can come together. Jin Hao can chant. You can chant. Then you pass to Padmasri. You can turn to your chanting book. It's at the back of your chanting book. Page. What is the page? 60. It's on page 66, is it? Or 64, page 64. The Heart Sutta. Your retreat chanting book, page 64. Okay, you need the bell or not? Oh, good. You have the bell. Sadhu. Okay.
Chieti
polo, chieti polo sun,
chieti puti sa po, chieti
polo, chieti polo sun,
chieti puti sa po. Chieti chieti polo chieti polo san chieti puti sa po ha
guan zi zai pu sa
xing sheng poro poro mi to shi zao qian wu yun qian tong du yi jie ku er se li zi se bu yi kong kong bu yi shi se ji shi kong So xiang xing shi yi fu lu shi shi li zi Si chu fa kong xiang bu shen Bu mian bu gou bu xing bu zheng bu jian Shi 是苦空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无明亦无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得亦无所得，故菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故有空不远离颠倒妄想，究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，是般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能出一切苦，真实不虚，说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Okay, you all can rejoice, eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Then we can turn to the Heart Sutta. We will start off with the five aggregates of form and mind. Yeah? This one, for those who are new, eh, is very useful. Just now I have explained a little bit on the whiteboard. Now I read this, you will understand very easily. The diagram shows very clearly form and mind. Rupa is the Pali word, stand for first aspect of form, the physical body, physical form. Then nama is the Malay word for your name. Name is mind. Then the four aggregates of mind, they are feeling, perception, or here they use the word cognition, Xuanhua's translation. Then sankhara is mental formation or mental activity, etc. Then there is this vijnanam, the fourth aggregate of mind, which we call consciousness. Five aggregates of form and mind, the two aspects to it. In Sanskrit, they are called five skandhas. The Pali word is khandhas, pancha khandhas. First aspect is as a human being, like I explained, where the rupa is the form. And that form is the first aspect of form, mental form and physical form. This physical form is our body. The second aspect of form is the external mental form that you bring to mind through mental perception. So that is also rupang. But that one refers to the five mental aggregate of form and mind. That mental form enters the mind through perception. Then the second aspect is as a five mental aggregates, where the mental form, which is rupa, external form, are brought into mind by the aggregates of mental perception or sanya. Perception or sanya is translated as cognition by Venerable Master Xuan Hua in his book, The Heart of Prajna Paramita Sutta, because we base it on the commentaries by Xuan Hua. So these two aspects of five aggregate of form and mind, is it clear? Do you have any problem understanding it? Yeah? If you don't understand, then you better ask, because this is very important. The Buddha actually summarized all of suffering. What happened to the recorder at the back there? Huh? What happened to the recorder at the back? No, it's there, not here. It's like, distortion. Thanks, Virtue. What happened? Oh, don't know. Okay, thank you, your magic hand. Finished. Oh, battery finish. Oh, okay. Yes. So, can still be recorded because that one is in front of me. Okay. This five aggregate of form and mind, which the Buddha summarized under the First Noble Truth, final summary, explain clearly to you that self-delusion that condition you to grasp onto this five aggregate of form and mind will give rise to suffering. That's why he summarized it under the First Noble Truth final summary. He said, in short, it is due to your self-delusion that condition your grasping and clinging to this five aggregate of form and mind that I call suffering or dukkha. Okay, maybe I will give it a quick explanation so that you all can understand better. Jinhao, you need to take a shot. Take a shot. Then we wrap it off so that you can have the record. Just wrap off this part. Yeah, you all can take a shot before we rub it off. Or maybe just rub off this Noble Eightfold Path is enough for me to write. Yeah, no problem. You can rub off now. It's okay. Okay, maybe I will brief some of you. This five aggregate of form and mind is very easy to understand if you have an open mind. You just have to inquire as to who you are, what you are. Then you start from very basic. Now let us go through it. Who you think you are? As a human being, you cannot deny that you have a physical body. Can I agree on that? Yeah? You have a physical body. Can you agree? You cannot agree you have a physical body. You cannot agree to that, then we can forget about the sharing. Then what else do you have apart from your physical body? Mind. Thinking mind. Very good. If we make it more precise. Thinking mind. Yeah, otherwise, if you say mind, I'm going to ask you, what do you mean by mind? M-I-N-D, not M-I-N-E. never mind. 这边的, 哦, 不用紧, 哦, okay. Thank you, thank you. Enough. It's okay. Thank you. You know. So you look at the whiteboard. You can see this part. What happened to all the pen? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So now I got this one easier to rub on. Okay. My art is lousy. I can only draw skeleton. So pardon me if I say this is your physical body, physical form. Then you have a consciousness that is trapped inside. So this consciousness that is trapped inside, which you call mind. So what basically is mind? You have to understand. Now let us start from zero base. Assume you don't know anything. What is this so-called mind all about? This one is the physical form. This one you can understand, element. But what is this mind? You have been using this mind for the last so many years. What is this mind? Ng Bi give you a hint. Thinking mind means what? It think a lot. Okay? So the aggregate of thinking is what? You can inquire. How do you inquire? What can your mind do? Then you will have some understanding of what this mind is about. Very easy, right? The first one that Ng Bi say is the thinking mind, so it think a lot. So, thinking. What else? What else can your mind do? Don't tell me you can dream, you can plan and all those things. That one is all under thinking. Activity of mind. What else can it do? How do you know the weather is cold? You can feel in there. So your mind can feel. So the Buddha is very wise. He said, there is this aggregate of feeling. Then what else can your mind do? Perceive. How do you know this Buddha Rupang? You can perceive it. How you understand my voice? Through your hearing consciousness, you can perceive it. So the power of mind to perceive is one of the ability of mind. So this one got its Pali term over there. You go and find out. It's also in your book. So feeling is Vedana. Vedana. Then perception is Sanya. Sometimes the Mahayana use the word cognition. When you cognize something, after you perceive, you recognize it. That's why they use the word cognition. So in this translation, Xuanhua, he used a lot of term as cognition, but we know it's perception. Then this thinking is mental activity. The Pali word is sankara. Sankara. So this word is a very wide word. The Buddha used this word sankara to mean everything that your mind can do is sankara, including feeling and perception. That's why under Abhidhamma, the higher teaching, they say there are 52 mind states of sankara. Sankara got 52. If you check the teaching, the 52 include these two. The feeling and the perception aggregate is part of 52. Otherwise, it's only 50. Yeah. Then the fourth one is what? What else can your mind do? It can become conscious, isn't it? So, it can become conscious. So this one we call it vijnana, consciousness. You can become conscious of what? Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So this is your mind's ability to feel, to perceive, to arise all the thinking, mental activity, mental states, mental intention, volition, mental formation or images. So everything that your mind can do is sankhara. So this word sankhara is inclusive of these three. So this one is called content of consciousness. Consciousness. And this one is like a receptacle. The consciousness without its content is the pure awareness, receptacle. It is like something that holds the content together, you understand? Okay? That's why the Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. There is no one to see. But when you input your content, when your thinking comes in and interpret that seeing, that's why you will see things according to what your memory tells you. And what is memory? Accumulation of knowledge, accumulation of experiences, good and bad, all of your past. That's why memory is of the past. Memory is never new. And Krishnamurti don't like to use that word, memory, because he said it's as dead as the dead leaf. Because the past is already gone. It's not a reality. No more the present moment. It's not awareness. It's respond to memory, which is thought. So all this memory create thought, which is of the past. Never the moment. Never the reality. So when you understand that, then you will have a very good understanding of how you create thought. How many of you understand how you create thought? You have been living life for so long, creating so much thought, making you miserable, depressed, and yet you don't know how you create thought. How do you create thought? And what is thought? Thought, of course, is respond to memory, which is very good. Yeah? But do you really understand? Because this is what I used to share and quote. If you understand, it's well and good. Very good. So, without memory, there is no thought. You can understand the part. When a newborn baby, mother will know. They got no thought on. How they communicate with you? They cannot communicate with you. Understand? They only, when they look at everything, it's just the way it is. They see things as they are. No memory, no concept, no word, nothing. They don't even know how to call you until later. Understand? So without memory, they cannot create thought. You understand? The baby don't have memory, cannot create thought. Then how did you create memory in the baby? You teach him. How do you teach him? You play with the baby. Mama, papa. Then he follow like the dog. Sit, he cannot understand. He run. Then later on, you scold him. You whack him. You say, sit. Again, he cannot. But you show him, sit. Oh, then the dog knew. He follow you. Oh, he say, good. You give him food. And so, oh, then he happy. He said, listen to the owner. You get food. And the owner won't hate you, won't cane you, won't scold you. So the baby also same. If you love the baby know. Sometimes they can feel you when you are not around. The baby have fear, understand? Where they use their senses, their consciousness to be aware. They don't have what they call memory. They don't have thought. So this part, content or consciousness and the receptacle, These two, when you combine them, you create a thought. And this is what the five mental aggregate of form and mind is all about. Aggregate of form and mind. Yeah. So this thought is something you create through your own form and mind. Yeah. That's why this is called the second aspect, the mental aggregate of form and mind. So the first aspect is very easy. The Buddha said you have a physical body. This is one aspect of aggregate, so form. So the first aggregate is form. Yeah? And this is the first aspect, physical body. Yeah. So this one refers to this one. Yeah. Then you have the formal aggregate. So 1 plus 4 give you also 5 aggregate of form and mind, yeah? Which is this one. Then the second aspect is the mental five aggregate of form and mind, where the first aspect of form, which is your physical body, is no longer the physical body. It's the external form that you come to perceive, like my voice, the Buddha image, the lighting, the building, your fellow Kayanamitta. And whatever you can perceive, these are the external form. How do you bring to mind? You bring to mind through the aggregate of perception. So this one brings the mental form into the mind. So this four aggregate of mind plus the mental form becomes the five aggregate of form and mind. So now you understand. Yeah? Plus the mental form, which Sanya brings into mind. So this whole thing becomes the five aggregate of form. And this is what your thought is all about. Your true mind is just spacious awareness before you create the thought. When you are just aware, there is no cognition. There is no perception like the baby, understand? Maybe there is feeling, but he doesn't know how to discriminate as pleasant, unpleasant. There is no conditioning. You understand? So all these aggregates are not there, but they got the consciousness. They got seeing consciousness. They got hearing consciousness. But they cannot make head or tail out of their consciousness. They don't know what that thing is. But there is no word. That is the real direct seeing. So when you are just aware, before the aggregate come in, that's why awareness, sati, is awareness before the knowing, before the perception, before the activity of mind, before your views and opinion condition you to input the content. That's why they say under Abhidhamma, when you input the content of consciousness, this content of consciousness, there are a few types, kusala and akusala. You pronounce it like Malay word, very easy. Right? Akusala means unwholesome content of consciousness. Kusala is wholesome. So when the spacious awareness shrink, how does it shrink? Let's say you suddenly perceive this Buddha image. Your spacious awareness, without a center from the oneness, you suddenly perceive it means you shrink your consciousness. Like this whole whiteboard, if it's your spacious awareness, then all of a sudden you shrink it to this very, very small entity. Then you input the content through your perception. You say, Buddha Rupang. Then this one is the content you put in. And that space is where your consciousness is. So this consciousness, which is this receptacle,
take in this content and create a thought. And this is your thought, your five aggregate or form of mind. And the Buddha is talking about this independent origination. Patichasamuppada. When you meditate, you can see all this. You can understand all this. You can understand how you create thought. That's why the Buddha said, you are the greatest magician. You can create the whole universe. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything comes to be. Yeah. So now you can understand. Yeah? The first aspect is as a human being. As a human being. The first five aggregate of form and mind. Then the second aspect is the mental five aggregate. Yeah. So this is the second aspect. Okay? Can follow? If you attach to whether the first aspect or the second aspect, suffering will arise. To meditate is to investigate into this, to realize this in your meditation. That's why I always say, you have to understand who are you, what are you. Then when you meditate and understand who are you, what are you, these two aspects, when you realize through self-delusion, you attach and cling, thinking that it's you, you suffer. Then you put into investigation what the Buddha said and realize that it stands up to investigation. It's the truth. If it's the truth, what happened? Yeah? Means you have been deceived all this while. Understand or not? You can follow or not? So if you have been deceived, what must you do? Straighten your view and wake up and diligently meditate to find out why is this not you. Then you will awaken. And then when you awaken, like just now I explained, when I know that it's not me, it's karmically conditioned, dependent originating, condition arising, and it's impermanent, leading to empty nature and non-self, then I'm not deceived and deluded by this creation, this nature's law that create all this so-called living being. The first aspect is the living being. Yeah. Not only human being has this. Every living being has this. Can follow? Yeah. So this is what the five aggregate of form and mind is. Like the Buddha said, the Heart Sutta said, the five aggregate, when he illuminated the five aggregate, he realized that they are all empty, not real. That's like, 照见五蕴皆空. When Avalokiteshvara or Kuan Yin Bodhisattva was cultivating the Prajna Paramita, means perfection of wisdom, and he illuminated the five skandhas, means through the direct seeing, he realized that they are all empty. That's why he liberated and he became enlightened. And all of meditation is to understand this and free your mind. Do not be caught in delusion by the form and mind. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu. So when you understand this, you become very different. Okay, we got two or three more minutes. What you want to do? I need to go to the washroom. I drink a bit too much water. So you all try to develop the understanding. You got any question? Maybe when I come back, we can still take one. Eh? We're supposed to stop at 9:15. Eh? But first night, maybe we can go to 9:30. Eh? Okay.
asking Anne to find the whiteboard cleaner. Yeah, this one, need the whiteboard cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. Because this one also really nice.
Very dangerous, because what happens at the moment you remove the wax and finish this whole whiteboard, you cannot use it. This is a layer of wax, so there's a special whiteboard cleaner.
Okay.
At the moment you remove the wax and
I think that's the problem. And this one is really nice.
Yeah, but this is the right whiteboard, right?
That one is wrong.
No.
So it's not removed.
Okay. Don't worry about the notes. It's all in the Heart Sutta text, actually. Later on, as you go through, I explain this five aggregate of form and mind in many places, and you will be able to understand them. You only need to read through this book. Like early year on, I think about 2-3 years ago, after Brother Song developed the understanding, after he also had the ability to connect and realize the true mind and understand all his teaching, he keep on telling all those Kajamita, you don't have to go anywhere, you just read the Heart Sutta. Everything that Brother Theo shares is there. Of course, later on I explain, even towards the end of the Heart Sutta class, I keep on reminding Miss Lee after that. I said, no need to prepare short notes, you don't need any more notes. After the Heart Sutta, everything that I want to share with you all, regarding the basic Dhamma, the initial Dhamma needed for sainthood way, enlightenment until Arahant, they are all there. The only thing not there is the Bodhisattva way, the perfection of the 10 paramitas and walking the Bodhisattva way, taking the Bodhisattva vow. Yeah, at that time, people are not ready, there's no condition. Then after the Heart Sutta, very funny, you know. Heart Sutta finished in the year 2015, beginning, I think. Beginning of 2015, there were conditions for Dhamma friends to request for the Bodhisattva way. That's why all this come about. Okay? This is just to let you understand that you listen attentively, more important. Yeah? Don't worry about the notes because it's all recorded. You can listen to it later. Then all this, Brother Jin Hao will put it into the our website. He know how to upload them. So in all my talk, whatever I wrote on the whiteboard, they take a snapshot. Then next to the talk, he will put all those whiteboard writing. So that you go to the website, brotherteo.com, you can click on it and you can see it very clearly. Then you listen to the recording and at the same time look at the whiteboard. You attended the session or class before, you will recall, you will understand. That's why it's better to pay attention now. Unless it's something very important that you have to make a note for your easy recollection or remembrance. Then you can make your notes, but try to listen more. Okay, the other thing that I want you to understand is this second aspect of five aggregate of form and mind, they arise and pass away in the living beings' condition very often. Every moment of sense experience, there is this five aggregate or form of mind. Every moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought, we call it the sense door consciousness or perception that follows together with the content of consciousness. So every moment of sense experience, there is a five aggregate or form of mind. It depends on your wisdom, your understanding. When this five aggregate or form of mind haven't developed the ability to understand or connect to the true nature to develop that wisdom, then the sense door consciousness that you arise is always with delusion. Yeah. It cannot be pure consciousness. Yeah. Whereas the enlightened being, yeah, their sense door consciousness that arise is non-deluded. They don't have avijja. They have pure consciousness with a pure thought, pure content, incapable of wrong view, wrong thought, or any evil. That's why their consciousness is very different. That's why they call that the supramundane mind. Do you know what is supramundane? Huh? Above the mundane. This one, only the bodhisattva, when they take the cultivation, after they have reached certain level of cultivation and transformation, then their mundane mind will collapse. Then there's another type of mind that will arise. They call it the supramundane mind. And that is the mind of the enlightened being. So with the supramundane mind, they can only arise the supramundane consciousness. That's why that content of consciousness is different. Even in the Abhidhamma is mentioned, the supramundane consciousness. So all this you will come to understand as you cultivate and develop the understanding. So the second aspect, the five mental aggregate of form and mind, is every moment, every instant. That's the reason why during the early years when I spoke on the Paticca Samuppada, this is the book that they transcribed out based on my sharing. The Law of Dependent Origination, Paticca Samuppada, based on a direct transcript from the recorded talk as given on the 8th of September 2005 by me, Brother Teo. This one, don't ask me for the recording because it was a cassette tape. I think the cassette tape all gone already. But luckily they did the transcript. So in the foreword, I wrote this, which is very beautiful. You listen. This will help you a lot. The preface. This Dhamma discussion transcript was based on a recorded talk as given by Brother Teo on the 8th of September 2005 at the PJ's Langor Buddhist Vipassana Meditation Society to a group of Dhamma friends on the central teaching of Buddha, Paticca Samuppada, the Law of Dependent Origination. At that time, Yun Chan, they all were there. Yun Chan was the earliest, the pioneer. He was the one that invited me to come out to share my nature. In the website, you can see. Then I wrote in the format, Paticca Samuppada, or Dependent Origination, the 12 link, is a very profound teaching, said the Buddha to Venerable Ananda. So profound, in fact, that most cultivators are not able to truly develop the penetrative understanding of the Law of Dependent Origination. Then as per Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, this is Ajahn Buddhadasa from Suan Mok. He is my teacher's teacher, Ajahnara's teacher. Commented, Paticca Samuppada, which is the heart of the Buddha's teaching, is difficult to understand and even more difficult to see clearly or realize through the meditation. Except via the direct seeing born of a free and silent mind. And thus, Buddhadasa Bhikkhu has said, it has become the center of great misunderstanding. Center of great misunderstanding, distortion and misinterpretation. According to Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, much of the Much of the Theravadian orthodoxy comes about due to the adherence to Venerable Buddha Gosa explanation of Paticca-samuppada covering three lifetimes, the past, present, and future. You all heard of Buddha Gosa? He wrote that thick book, Visuddhimagga. He's an authority on Visuddhimagga, seven stages of purification. And a lot of Burmese tradition and Thai tradition during the early years, especially Burmese tradition, like to base on that book. I remember during the early days, they always talk about this book, Visuddhimagga, so thick. It's like my physics textbook, Nelken, in Form 6. So thick. This process, covering three lifetimes, the past, present, and future, then they mention ignorant and volitional activity or karmic volition in the past life give rise to present life, in which the result of those past life or past deeds are experienced. This process then condition our present life, birth, defilements, craving, and grasping, which in turn lead to birth and suffering in the future life. According to Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, this type of interpretation of the Paticca-samuppada is not practical and is contradictory to the Buddha's teaching of anatta. And the Dhamma being sanditiko means can be realized in the here and the now. Not practical in the sense that the three period of time or three lifetime explanation is of much use to practitioner or cultivator, because it only occurs once over a span of three lifetimes. To teach Paticca-samuppada as occurring over three lifetimes also implies the existence of a permanent unchanging entity or being that passes on from one life to the next, hence contradicting the Buddha's teaching with regards to anatta. And if the cause of suffering are in one lifetime and the result in another, then how are we to realize the Dhamma in the here and the now, sanditiko? Definitely, the Buddha did not teach this type of Paticca-samuppada. So this is based on Acchambuddhadasa, which I fully agree. Hence, the correct understanding of Paticca-samuppada as taught by the Buddha via the direct seeing or experience is very important. For those who have developed a very stable daily mindfulness, the Paticca-samuppada link can be experienced every now and then via every moment of the arising of the mind. Via every moment of the sense door consciousness, that's why I told you it's every moment, or at every moment of mental activities or arising of the mind, and it is linked to the Dhammanupassana, second and third category of practice, involving the mindfulness with regards to the five aggregates of form and mind, and the mindfulness of the six internal and six external sense bases as taught by the Buddha via his Satipatthana Sutta, or the four foundations of mindfulness practices. The first category is mindfulness of five mental hindrances, remember? Then mindfulness of the five aggregates of form and mind. If you cultivate that, you will understand what I mean. It's every moment of sense door consciousness. Then when you are able to be mindful of that, you will be able to cultivate the third category, mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases, leading to the 18 sense rhyme, the sense door consciousness, together with content. You will see in the meditation all this, you will understand. It is in this light that Brother Theo sincerely hope that Dhamma or spiritual practitioner, cultivator, seekers, friend, and meditator can make use of this Dhamma transcript note to develop a better and true understanding of the Paticca-samuppada as taught by the Buddha, so that they may progress along the path of Dhamma to become more virtuous, noble, and wiser living beings to benefit themselves and others. With metta always. And may all beings be well and happy, and may they too be free from all mental suffering as soon as possible. Metta. So this is what I put forward as a preface when we decide to transcribe this book. And this book only came out in the year May 2008. May 2008, I haven't really gone to Subang to teach at Sui An's house, I think. I was about to go there. So this was the early books, early sharing that I gave. And you read through, it's very good. There are a few copies at the back, not that many. Yes, I only photostat 50. I got the old version, still quite a bit at home. But this one, I have included the triangle. For those who have been with me, if you want this triangle, you should take a copy. You remember this triangle that explained the cultivation? Last year's retreat, this brother Chia from Singapore, he was with us this year. He bring along the wife and another friend, because after he tested me for the first 1.5 day, questioned me very seriously because he has this very sharp mind. And he asked very good question because at that time, in fact, most of the time he thought he had cornered me. He had got his question correctly framed. But the funny thing is, every time he asked, when I answered him, he was stunned. He knew he was wrong. Then finally, after the 1.5 day, he came forward and sincerely told me now he has the faith, he wants to learn from me. Then I can feel the sincerity and the right condition and all things. Then I say, okay, I will give you time. We're supposed to start lunch, I think 2 p.m. or 2:30, I forgot. Then I told him, you come 1 hour before that. So immediately after lunch, he came before 1:30. Then I remember he was there, I was here. Then I said, sit. He said, no, relative, you sit. Then the first thing he did was, my nature was quite surprised, but there was some understanding of the condition behind too. He straight away paid respect without a single question, without any doubt. Then I straight away knew that he is ready. Then I said, okay, you listen attentively. Then after explaining a few things, I said, you come over that side. Last time the whiteboard was there. Then I drew this triangle. This triangle got 3 aspects. Time. Okay, I just finish off this one. This triangle is very useful. This is the triangle that can allow you to understand. So this is your true mind, your pure mind, the pure consciousness. Or they call it by different name, oneness, true nature, original nature, and other things. Then there is this, your senses, S. Senses. This is where your 5 aggregate of form and mind is. Form and mind is. Then this is understanding, wisdom. With this, you will understand why people do it wrongly. This is understanding or wisdom. You see, the right cultivation should be this way and live life this way. The other one is, this one severed. Severed. Means you think this five aggregate of form and mind is what you are, self-delusion. That's why you use this form and mind to cultivate. And you are trapped here. And this is what samsara is all about. Samsara. Cycle of birth and death. Why is it samsara? Because the five aggregate of form and mind is not you. But you have forgotten your true nature up here. Because you cannot silence your mind to connect back. To realize this silent mind. This is the meditative mind, silent mind. That's why you must meditate with the true mind, silent mind. Meditative or true. Or silent mind. So if you cannot silence your mind and connect back and use the silent mind to develop the meditation to awaken through the direct seeing, not from memory, not from your five aggregate form and mind, you can never penetrate the Buddha Dhamma. You can never awaken. So this is the silent mind. If you use this true mind, then this is where your cultivation is. Cultivation via silent mind. Via silent mind. Or the true mind. So when you do this, you will have the direct seeing. This is what they mean by direct seeing. Via the silent mind can awaken direct seeing. It can see things as they are and develop the awakening or the wisdom. So this is the one that awakens this wisdom, understanding. Then with this wisdom connected to the five aggregate of form and mind, this is where the living being is all about. When your wisdom is connected to the five aggregate of form and mind, like your pure nature, connected to this form and mind, what happens? After you have developed the direct seeing, awakening and the wisdom, this form and mind is no longer deluded. Understand? Do you understand? Because it has awakened. This is the wisdom, enlightenment. Then disconnected, this one will not be deluded. Then you can say this is enlightened. But is this you? Huh? The five aggregate of form and mind, is it you? You will not be deluded. But this is condition arising. This one is just karmically conditioned for you to come. Impermanent. Non-self. Empty. Condition arising. Dependent arising. That's why it's not you. And they know. You can say this is enlightened. But this is not you. So this is true living here. This is true living. You really have the wisdom and you can live life. That's why you have to meditate to connect back. Then through this, develop the direct seeing, awaken, then use this to live. This is true living. This is heedless living. Heedless living. Can you understand? Yeah? Because without the wisdom connected, like I said, you act according to memory. And what is memory? Accumulation of your wrong view, your conditioning, your belief system, whatever you cling on to, hold on to, all of your experiences, yeah, your scars of memory, phobia and all those things, they are all inside this memory. That's why acting according to memory is not acting. You have to act according to wisdom, developed through meditation, the direct see. And this is the path to meditation. You have to silence your mind, develop the deep mindfulness to connect back to the silent mind. Not until you can realize this true mind, the silent mind, you cannot awaken, you cannot develop the direct see. Because this Dhamma is beyond thought, beyond mind. If you use the instrument, which is thought, you are limited by what you use. Like your capacity to understand. If your microscope or telescope can only have that power, you can only see that far. Beyond that, you cannot. So it's exactly the same. If the Dhamma that you have to realize according to the Buddha is beyond thought, beyond mind, how can you use the instrument that is thought-based, limited? Okay? Can follow? I think not many can follow. Mindy can follow. Very good, Sadhu. Can pass the mic to her. Mindy got question. Push it away, all the way up. Oh, the battery no more. Use this one better. This one
okay,
is thought the thing. Yeah.
So before this Heart Sutta, Brother Joe has explained about the Nama Rupa.
Yeah, form and mind.
Yes. So you mentioned that the consciousness without the content is the pure consciousness. Okay. So now my question is in the triangle there, on top is the pure consciousness.
Yes.
What I understand is that the pure consciousness that Brother Joe is playing is like the other side, the five aggregates.
That one is different because when you shrink, when you perceive something, you shrink, understand that? So when you shrink, because you are in a form of mind, understand that? Very good. Without that question, I would not have the condition to explain this. But as a five aggregate of form of mind, as a living being, when you come, understand that? You cannot live with that pure awareness or pure consciousness, understand not? But you need to manifest. You need to come out. You need a form of mind. You need to create thought and interact with living being, understand? And you need to use this vehicle to live life, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Then when you are trapped inside this fiery form of mind, you can go into that deep stillness and silence to connect and realize that. But you cannot come out, understand not? You cannot use it to live life. This one can allow you to meditate and develop the awakening. The one that understands is the wisdom behind when the nature awakens. But if that nature is not connected to a form of mind, this form of mind cannot develop the wisdom. Although the nature has that understanding, but that understanding cannot manifest if there is no form of mind, understand? So when there is a form of mind, when this nature awakens, the form of mind will understand what that thing is. But that wisdom is not with the form of mind. Do you understand? Yeah, that is the first aspect. That's the reason why even great beings, when the Buddha or the Bodhisattva, when they come, they can have this understanding, this life. Beautiful. And what happened is, upon parinibbana, what happened? That form and mind no more. Correct or not? Then what happened to the wisdom? Connected to the form and mind. What happened to it? What happened to it? This you, understanding. What happened to it? When the form and mind is gone, that thing also gone, understand or not? Because it's pertaining to that form of mind. When it is in the form of mind, connected backward, it awakens. That form of mind, as long as it's alive, it will have this understanding, wisdom. And this one never get disappear. You can never forget one. It's not a knowledge, it's not a memory. The moment you are awakened, that wisdom is always there. That's why you don't have to remember. You don't have to commit to memory. No need. If you do that, means you don't have the real understanding. So what you are asking is, as a fine aggregate of form and mind with this wisdom connected, then I can still perceive without the content to the direct see. I can just still see things as they are, as specific phenomenal awareness. Understand? Then that consciousness without its content, because it's the direct seeing, I can still see things as they are before the perception. But the perception will come in very fast. Understand? That's like this form of mind that is connected with the wisdom and the understanding that come through the realization will understand that there is a pure consciousness before the content went in. But because it's so fast, split second it goes in. That's like normal cultivator, normal human being who use the thought can never experience this and understand this. They can never see this. So what you are asking is very good, because she has a past too. She can see all this. Then she understands what I said, but I didn't explain this to her. So this retreat is meant for her, actually, and a few others. That's why this retreat, my nature realized, many of you will benefit and you will progress very fast. If you only have faith, listen attentively, then all this understanding will unfold. Then when you meditate, silent, don't try to know. Then through that silence, the daily mindfulness, when you can have that very stable in you, you will keep on awakening. The Dhamma, the understanding, they will keep on arising. Like last time I told Brother Song, I said, technically he don't need a teacher. He himself can understand. But without a teacher, take longer time. Because there is a lot of things that he has to find out himself, contemplate, reflect. But you have the condition to meet up with somebody who has gone through this, then you save a lot of time. Like when I met my last teacher, he just point out to me where the gateway is. I saved 10 to 15 years. Then this nature know what to do. The reason why the cultivation is difficult is every time the form of mind is gone, like this form of mind or my nature, you call Brother Teo. Let's say this life, after it's already no more, maybe another 20 years or one, I don't know. Let's say no more. Then this understanding will go with that form of mind. Do you understand? But it's in my nature. It's in the karmic nature, spiritual nature. And when this form of mind, the future form of mind, when this nature decides to come again, it will have its understanding, its vow, its whatever condition for it to come. It will know when to come and how to come and all these things. And when it arises again, just like this life, this form of mind, when it arises, for the first 35 years, I am like you all, no different. Because haven't connect, haven't realized, haven't developed the inheritance. So it exists like a normal human being. The only difference is, this nature's karmic nature is very different. That's why when I look back, I say, how come like that one? Like everything planned for you one. Then this nature, because of its affinity with all these great beings, the form of mind, very well protected, blessed, and guided by a lot of great beings. That's why it understands. Then all this will come to you because of your nature. You will inherit them. Then you will receive all the sign, everything. Since young, all this, it will come to you. In fact, the Bodhisattva way, later on when the transcript come out, I have mentioned them, but I don't think anybody pay attention. So luckily, Ponchi, they all, and Gladys, they did the transcript, so I was going through that. I saw all this part, which I explained inside there. But at that time, I don't think anybody can understand. So all this will come back to you. Initially, it's like glimpses of what this cultivation is. That time I haven't meditated. How I understand? I cannot understand. I like to be silent as a child. Even at Form 5, Form 4, I start to inquire. Then I like to sit underneath the sky, look at the star. Then the inquiry mind start. Then there were a lot of moments where I just silent and look at nature. I like to look at nature. Then I saw this tree, the movement. Then all of a sudden, I saw like very graceful. I said, what is all this? How come I can see? And I knew inside that this is something that not normal. Normal people don't pay attention to all this. Where you normally think a lot, worry a lot. That time I didn't even meditate. But I can see all the flow of nature. And I didn't understand what this was. Yeah. Then when I stole 2 ringgit from my mother's ang pao, I kena left and right. I knew I cannot break precept one. Yeah. Every time I break precept, it show it to me one. Not worthwhile. A lot of things will happen to me one. Yeah. Every year, Chinese New Year, I can, from $2 ang pao, I can win a lot of money one. Usually it's about 200-300 ringgit one. I end up the New Year winning. But that year, ever since I stole my mother's 2 ringgit, that year itself, I lost everything before Choyat. You believe or not? Then later on, my wife also know. Every time I go out, if I lie to her, I sure lose the gambling or whatever I will lose. I like mahjong with my classmate, all those things. I will lose one. Then I realize, no point. Cannot violate one, this law. Then later on, as I cultivate, very funny, you know, it keep on showing it to you, or that one is spontaneous one. The moment you even arise a negative thought, not to say evil thought or wrong thought, negative tendency with intention only, pop, come back already, coming, show it to you, straight away. And there were so many sign and hint and all this understanding. They keep on showing it to you. They keep on come back to you. Then this nature starts to understand. How come like that? Why is it like that? Then later on when it connects, everything becomes clear. Then it starts to understand how all this can happen. Then it recalls its inheritance. All the past inheritance, the understanding, suddenly come back. Yeah. And when it come back, a lot of things I never learned this life one. I used to tell all those Kayanita. How can this nature understand? Nobody taught me before. But I know how to use. I know how to tell people and advise people and teach people. I'm English educated. I don't know the sutta, the Mahayana sutta. Some of the words I can't even pronounce. Like I asked my wife how to pronounce Virochana Buddha in Mandarin. I can't. But the moment somebody explains what this Virochana is, my nature can relate and it understands what this thing is. And it understands the whole of the formation and the creation. That's why it's very different. So don't worry. When your time comes, you will understand all this. So have faith. Develop your faith, sincerity. Then continuously, diligently persevere and meditate. Don't try to know. Just silence your mind. Develop the daily mindfulness. Then the heedfulness. You will awaken. Okay, we better end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We exceeded 20 minutes. We will do the sharing of merits and transform merits. Then we can end. You can have a good rest today. Some of you quite tired after the traveling. But tomorrow will be much better. You are more fresh after tonight's rest. Okay, let us recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed. Then we will delegate and share all these merits with all beings who can receive them, starting with the devas and the Dhamma protectors. Aka sata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anuoditwa chirang rakantu loka sasana itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punya kamina Mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattva and great beings, then we will end. So have a good rest, then tomorrow we meet again. Early morning is 6:15. You have to get ready by 6:15 to be here. So you can wake up at 5:30 or 5:45 if you are fast. Otherwise you wake up a bit earlier. Then those who want to participate, the morning chanting down there, it's up to you. You can wake up earlier. Okay. Yeah, bring along your dumbbell, the weight, the 2 kilo or 3 kilo weights. It's like that. You have seen it before. Those who are here before, they know. So this is the exercise of muscle. Then I will teach you some form of mindfulness training. Then later on, is Brother Vincent here already? Oh, not yet.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. When Vincent comes, I will get him to teach you some exercises which are very good for you. Okay. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, I need you all to help to put out, put the cushions all into place, the big cushions. Please put them into place, and whatever other cushions that you have, maybe just put them aside. Thank you.
For those who are new, your sitting cushion, you have to put it at the side. Then tomorrow, you have to bring it out again. We need to clean up this place in between. You make it a point to remember where you put your cushion.